Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out, as always, goes out to our over-the-road truck drivers, our 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, especially to our bulk mail haulers, the U.S. Postal guys out there, Felix and company. And, of course, let's not forget either, we've got our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the fuel and all that good stuff around the countryside. Let's not forget them either. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and Truth Social. Same handle on all of them, at Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We've got our friend Aaron in Colorado listening to us on 710 The Answer, KNUS. And Aaron, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Cap Denise. When it comes to this Johnny Depp, and his ex-wife, this trial, I'm like my man Clark Gable and Gone with the Wind. Frankly, I don't give a damn.
There you go.
Right.
There you
right.
Go.
But looking at, you know, snips of the trial, you know, and you look at their age differences. I mean, Johnny Depp is older than she is.
Of course.
You know, and she marries an older guy. And I'm thinking, you know, someone's going, if an older guy marries a younger chick or an older chick marries a younger guy, I'm thinking somebody's going gold digging. I mean, there's definitely some gold digging going on.
Sure. Sure.
And me personally, I think she's a gold digger, and I'm glad Johnny won the case against her. And hopefully, you know, Johnny Depp / Jack Sparrow will make a few pirate movies down the line.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he'll move on with his life and his career, and she'll just move on and get a life. And move on and get away from. I mean, the whole thing was beat to death by the media. I mean, they just beat this story to death. I mean they beat this poor dog to death. I mean, in the ground. So I'm glad it's over with. And Denise, obviously you didn't give a damn about it either. But anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good morning.
Okay, thank you very much, Aaron. You take care. All right, and we've got a second person hanging, waiting patiently, Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, how about them rainbow bullets?
How about them? Anyway, I just wanted to mention on your gun thing you were talking about earlier.
Yeah?
about Biden and saying his 9mm will blow out a lung.
That's what he said.
The AR-15 is the 5.56 is way stronger than a 9mm. But also, the 10mm is what they used for bear defense up in Alaska, and all box magazine semi-automatics, like a Ruger Mini 14.
Uh-huh.
Used to have banning them all. So this is totally ridiculous of what he's saying. You might as well just say we're gonna. The only guns that they're gonna end up with is having the revolvers. That's the only gun that technically doesn't fit the definition of an assault weapon. Just like a Glock, you can get a 32-round magazine for a Glock.
Well, what did Sergeant Preston of the Yukon use all those years? Was it not a revolver?
Yeah, sure.
That's what the Mounties wore until maybe, 10 years ago or thereabouts?
Plus, in addition, you can get, it's not so much the caliber of the weapon, it's also the effective, modern ammunition is much more effective. They've got kinds of variations of hollow points.
Yep.
Stuff that shred stuff and all like that. So it's really, you could get a 380. A 380 used to be an ineffective round, but now with modern ammunition, it's a very effective round.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, you done?
Yep.
All right, thank you. All right. Well, he covered a little ground there, Denise, but he's right when he talks about the weapon, the ammunition. By the way, something that I should mention, Mr. John Hinckley is being released, the former a convicted assassin, if you will, of attempted assassin, anyway, of President Ronald Reagan. He is being released.
And James Brady.
Yeah, yep, yep. Yeah, James Brady, you're right. And unfortunately, I don't know. Oh, and he shot that cop, too, didn't he? Yeah, there was a cop who got shot, too, I remember. But I don't know. I hope they keep a good eye on him.
They say he's no longer a threat to anybody else or himself.
Well, they say that about a lot of people, but I would still want to have somebody watching the folder, so to speak, making sure. Did you see Joe Biden at the Coast Guard Academy? And once again, he had another one of his whatever. He got off script. He lost track of where the... we got to talk about when we come back. But anyway, he got off script, and he started in, and nobody could figure out what the hell he was talking about. Gee whiz. All right, hold that thought, Denise. Hold that thought. All right, folks. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Jeff's going to take us to break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle, and I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They are currently the second largest insurer in the country, and they insure some 25 million drivers, including yours truly. Now, they've been in business for a little bit more than 85 years, so they've been around a while. And if you want to find out what they can do for you, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, you can either check with your local GEICO office agent, or you can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, and they'll give you a quote on the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They'd be happy to quote that for you, too. But here's where you're really going to save the money. You bundle it together with your homeowners or your renters, or your condo insurance. I've done just that with my homeowner's insurance, and I've saved a bunch of money as a result. You can too. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go there, check it out, see what they have to offer. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We were having a chat off the air about Johnny Depp, and let's see here. He's 58?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I was thinking he was older than that, and the reason why is because I know he dyes his hair, and when he doesn't dye his hair, he's totally gray.
Okay.
But that's where I was coming up with my my guess as to his age, but he's obviously older than a girl. Whatever her name was, Miss Heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so that explains a couple things. Now, we know that we have a situation in this country with the Internet, and they keep talking about what they're going to do, and most voters seem to be concerned about hate speech on the Internet, but they're divided about whether or not we can be suppressed without violating our First Amendment free speech protections. We've heard different websites were going to do this and do that, et cetera, et cetera. I believe Florida tried to do something, and I think they just got shut down by some court somewhere.
Texas. That was Texas.
Texas, okay. But Florida's in the mix there, too, so they'll probably be next. But what's the answer to this?
The answer is for Congress to declare what social media is. Are they a telecom company? Are they a publisher? And to update section, what was it, 240?
Uh-huh.
Because it's never been updated.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, the interesting thing is, for instance, like Facebook, you can make phone calls through Facebook. You can transfer money through Facebook. So, could it be a utility? Does it have all the hallmarks of that? But I think that, you know, there's proposed legislation out there. It's just that none of it gets advanced. You know, we're really just stuck. So there are no First Amendment protections in private corporations, so don't even think that you're going to get that. I mean, that applies to the government. Private corporations can do whatever they want to do. And they do. But interestingly enough, Sheryl Sandberg, who is the chief operating officer at Facebook, or otherwise known as Meta,
uh-huh,
has resigned after being there 15 years.
Yeah, I heard that.
That was, she was supposed to be a big deal, but she resigned yesterday. So, of course, Jack Dorsey's not there anymore either.
Mm-mm.
At Twitter, but I'm not as concerned really about those two as I am about Google. I still think Google is probably the most dangerous because of people doing internet searches and using Google and coming up with very skewed results.
Mm-hmm. How about Nancy Pelosi yesterday late saying that House lawmakers are now poised to propose an assault weapons ban?
Well, fine. Go ahead. I mean, they can propose all they want, but mm-hmm, you know, I'll guarantee you, how many cases regarding all things Second Amendment have gone all the way up to the Supreme Court? And, you know, the Supreme Court, on pretty much every single one of their rulings, has ruled correctly, to keep all things in the Second Amendment intact.
Yeah.
So, you'll have debates on the House floor of the term assault weapon. Weapons don't assault; people do.
Right. Right. And there's no such thing as an assault weapon. And again, right. somebody again yesterday said, the AR, they describe the AR as the assault rifle.
Yeah, well, that's just, there are so many weapons experts out here, and, there are plenty that would, that this White House and members of Congress can access, to learn something, and they don't. So they keep using those terms, and they get away with
mm-hmm
it.
By the way, there is a story today on Newsmax from Rick Grenell saying that I've seen the evidence. Comey must be prosecuted.
Well, this you know, as I said yesterday, Durham knew going in that he wasn't going to win because of the jury. But, you know, he has to do things according to the statute of limitations. But let's not forget, the one thing that nobody's really mentioned here is the Federal Elections Commission did penalize the Hillary Clinton campaign and fined them $500,000.
Right.
So, you know, they paid it, allegedly they paid it, without accepting any guilt. So, that into itself is really an admission that they violated the Federal Elections Commission laws. So that cannot be forgotten. But for the FBI to have a private office, operating secure office at Perkins Coie, that means that every single lawyer at Perkins Coie could access all FBI databases,
right,
to see what the FBI had going and the evidence. And James Comey was happy with that because they've had that for over 10 years. So James Comey was happy with that, and Christopher Wray was happy. Christopher Wray has to go.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
All right. Representative Pete Sessions, who's a Republican from Texas, he's a self-described strong NRA member, said that it would not bother him at all if people in his home state of Texas were not allowed to buy a rifle legally until they were 21 years of age. It's already started a big brouhaha.
Good. He's an idiot. Next.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one way of saying it. Okay. You know, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is famous for some of her comments and statements, especially where she says them. She was giving a commencement address at Brown University over the weekend, told the students there that if the Supreme Court were to erase a woman's right to decide, that that would be the end of women's abortion, women's birth rights the way they are now. Now, she continues to say the same thing, but it's up to the states, right, if that happens, right? Up to the states.
It was always up to the states.
Right. So she's trying to intercede.
Nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm. She's
nothing
trying.
Will change.
Okay.
From the Supreme Court decision, nothing.
All right, we will talk tomorrow. We'll have a lot more to talk about, and stay out of trouble and enjoy the weather. It's going to be another great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the articles that she writes. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News.
U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday a new $700 million weapons package for Ukraine. The Pentagon's top policy advisor, Colin Cole, detailed the plan.
5 counter-artillery radars, 2 air surveillance radars, 1,000 additional javelins and 50 command launch units, 6,000 anti-armor weapons, 15,000 155-millimeter artillery rounds, 4 Mi-17 helicopters, 15 tactical vehicles, and spare parts and equipment.
This is the 11th aid package the U.S. has sent to Ukraine. At least 5 people are dead, including a gunman, after a shooting at a medical building in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa police officials say the shooting happened near the St. Francis Hospital. Police have not identified the victims or the shooter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Of course, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. We'll tell you more about them after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been in business a number of years. They originally started out here in Florida, in Clearwater, Florida, which is right across the pond from me, Tampa Bay. I'm over here in the east side in Tampa. They're over there in the west side in Clearwater. And you can find out more about them by going online to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And check them out online. Look and see what their website has to offer. And while you're there, you'll notice that they have two campuses. They have the one in Clearwater, Florida. They have the one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, I would strongly suggest that you call them up and you ask to take a tour of their campuses. And I said, their campuses. Look at one and look at the other. Make up your mind as to where you would want to go based on what you see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears. Now, the phone number to call to set up an appointment would be 800-659-2080. That's 1-800-659-2080. And when you do that, you'll be able to talk to the students at either one of the schools. You'll be able to talk to the instructors. And you'll also be able to talk to the financial people that do the loans, which would be either the student loan if you're a civilian or help you out with your military loan if you're in the military through the GI Bill. Either way, they can help you to do what needs to be done. But if you don't call them at 800-659-2080, one more time, 800-659-2080, if you don't call them, then you won't have an opportunity to find out what we already know, and that's that they are the best at what they do. Now, we told you about the missiles being fired once again in Iraq at the Al-Asad Air Base. Two Iraqi security officials said the missiles hit only a few yards from where the U.S. forces were stationed. Obviously, there were no casualties, but they're going to keep trying, because obviously they want to kill Americans and they want to drive them out of the country, out of Iraq. Not that that's going to happen anytime soon, I might add. Also, a terrible incident here. A Florida Veterans Affairs hospital refused treatment for a veteran dying of heart failure because his ambulance drivers could not prove his military service, a clear violation of federal law, according to a new report released by the department watchdog yesterday. What a shame. What a shame. Just because he didn't have his proof on him doesn't mean he's not a veteran. And by law, they have to take him to the veterans if he says that's what he is. By law. Unbelievable. Now, a sweeping new government watchdog report released last week says the Army needs to speed up progress on reforming its sexual harassment and assault response and prevention program, more commonly known as SHARP. We'll see if they do. Also, the Biden administration has announced that they're going to send some medium-range rockets to the Ukraine. These will, in fact, be capable of striking targets inside Russia, just not very far inside Russia. And we'll see how all that plays out. Now, the commanding and executive officers of the Naval Justice School were fired this week due to a loss of confidence in their ability to command. The Naval Justice School. Yep, and that's probably where they get a lot of their JAG officers out of, right there. By the way, in case you haven't heard, at least three U.S. warships are now operating in the Baltic Sea ahead of 2 weeks of international drills in the region, according to the U.S. Sixth Fleet. This will raise some eyebrows over there for sure. For sure. The Russians aren't going to like that at all. Now, three more nations have joined the Ukraine planning cell run by our Army Special Forces. And the intelligence that they're going to be giving to Ukraine may help the Ukrainian convoys evade the Russians altogether. And that would be a good thing. Also, the Ukraine has identified 600 Russian war crime suspects, The list of suspects includes top military, politicians, and propaganda agents of Russia. Prosecutor General Irina Vinnytskov told a news conference in The Hague on Tuesday as she met her counterparts from other countries. Now, Americans and other foreign fighters who've taken up arms against Russia describe glaring disparities between what they expected and what they've experienced. And many of them are coming home right now, getting away from what they're calling a difficult fight at the very least. By the way, the Russian military is also repeating mistakes in the eastern Ukraine, according to the United States. While Russian troops are capturing territory, a Pentagon official said that the plotting and incremental pace was wearing them down, and that the military's overall fighting strength had been diminished by about 20%. And since the war started, Russia has lost over 1,000 tanks. Wow. This is coming from a senior Pentagon official who said this late last week. That's unbelievable. Well, it's not to me because I've seen the destruction, but the other thing is what Ukraine is doing with the tanks. If they can salvage them, they're bringing them back to places and fixing them up, poking the holes full of lead where they were hit or whatever and getting them back into commission. How about that? Hopefully they can get a bunch of them and that'll help them out really, really quite nicely. Now, a new VA benefit is going to sell guaranteed life insurance to most veterans at the affordable VA rates. This is something new that's happening. So if you haven't found out about this, check with your VA rep, and you'll be able to get the skinny on what's going on there, as, once again, some good things are starting to come out of a few areas of what the VA is up to, not all of it. And I still can't get over that that vet who was dying of a heart attack and what the ambulance guys did. I hope they hold them accountable. That's just not acceptable in anybody's book. Not at all. By the way, Chris Markowski coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to be talking to him about the economy because it appears, especially with the price of gas and with our people not able or not willing to do anything to try to get the price of gas down, the highest it's ever been on average in every state in the country, at least $4 a gallon and climbing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No excuse. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Join the Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe, inside Nixon's Fruit Farm, down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
All righty, and we'll invite Chris Markowski to come, and one of these days he might show up and surprise us. I'll be talking to Chris in just a minute here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and I'll tell you what, on top of the Nissan dealerships they've got around the area, they've got a tremendous Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership that's there. Now, you can check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And remember, they have the You Serve, You Save program there, where all active-duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get tremendous deals on the vehicles they buy. Don't forget, they have the Moss Care. It comes with all the cars, whether they're new or whether they're certified pre-owned, whatever the case may be. And, of course, Moss Acura is striving to be the best they can be in all of the United States of America. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and see what they have to offer. You might be pleasantly surprised. And, Mr. Markowski, you are invited to come down and have lunch with the captain anytime you want.
When's your next event?
Today.
That's going to be. I don't have the private jet yet.
And then next Tuesday, I'll be at Mission Barbecue. I'm there every Tuesday, Mission Barbecue. And
which
come,
one? The one in Bradenton or?
The one in West Waters in Tampa. I do go to the one in Bradenton every now and then, but
I told you that they're doing really well. We actually had Mission Barbecue basically do our tailgate at Villanova outside of Philadelphia. My sure. friends across came, so they're expanded everywhere.
Yes, they are, and they're all over the country. Now, the White House launched a campaign this week to shift the public's perception away from the idea that inflation is the result of the Biden administration's policies. And they're working really hard at trying to make that happen. It's not working, but they're working at it.
They're basically working really hard at making the public, knocking intelligence points off just human beings. 2 + 2 = 8. Yesterday, I'm watching an interview with Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary of the United States. Mm-hmm. She basically came out and admitted that they were wrong on everything when it came to inflation. But she was asked
right.
About oil and energy and what they could do. And the question was, moving pipelines and allowing for more production. And this is her answer was, she's like, well, you do know that oil trades in a global market. And if we increase domestic production, it's not going to do anything, which is one of the dumbest things. She basically said, if you increase supply, okay, and it's not going to have any effect on the price. And I'm saying to myself, well, wait a second. If that's the case, why are you asking Saudi Arabia and all these Arab countries to pump more out of the ground? I mean, it is so stupid. I can lower the price of barrel of oil by $20 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. If I was... you open up ANWR, you just signal to the entire world that, you know what, we're producing, and we're going to produce a lot. And if you don't like it, tough. Automatically, oil, which trades in a futures market, would drop based upon that, in the same way that it goes up if there's a hurricane that might get close to the oil rigs in the Gulf of Mexico.
Not this one. Mm-hmm.
And again, the economic idiocy that mm-hmm. comes out of the administration is second to none.
Well, I agree with you, because I also saw what she said, and I was listening to it, and I thought to myself, you know, the Fed got its inflation forecast badly wrong, totally wrong, I might add, and it still has not had any real reckoning for its error. Now, the scope of this error and its consequences are truly historic, because we wound up with the highest inflation rate in 4 decades. We wound up with retirement plans delayed. We wound up with family budgets strained by simple grocery bills. We wound up with the highest gas prices ever. I just got done saying it's the first time forever, ever, that we've had gasoline prices over $4 a gallon in every state in the country.
Yeah, I've seen some of those stickers in certain areas where the taxes are high. And I would say, listen, I'm paying close to 6, you know, mm-hmm. Here where I live, and I know it's even higher in areas in California.
Yes.
They talk about economic pessimism, but that's permeating the country. People are pessimistic when things that they're used to paying a price for things, and it just goes parabolic. I mean, everyone got upset in this country back, you know, when things went to $3. Yeah, if you do remember, the first time went to $3 mm-hmm. was back, 2007, 2008, and around that point mm-hmm. in time. I mean, we're talking almost double that at this point in time, and this is why people are pessimistic, and this is obviously it's permeating into everything that we buy.
Yeah. Now, the economy in many parts of the U.S. has slowed in recent weeks. The Federal Reserve is telling us that they are downgrading the U.S. economy as the growth slows, in what they call their beige book report, and this is not getting pretty.
Well, they want it to slow, man. I mean that's how the Fed deals with taming inflation. They're putting their foot on the brakes. That's the entire idea. You know, when you hear this talk about a soft landing, is what they want to do is they don't want to go and put the economy into too great of a recession, and then, you know, make it that much more difficult. The reality, all of this is unnecessary. All of this is BS, and this idea of this business cycle, all this crap. This is all monetary based. This is all big government based. It's all nonsensical. If you obviously you print all of this money and then you waste it, and just send it out the door, and it's not used in a productive manner, money's going to go float around all over the place. It's going to cause all these inflationary issues. not to mention the fact that we haven't dealt with the supply chain issues. And God forbid, if they don't handle the ports with these dock worker unions that are coming up, and if they go on strike, things are going to get really nuts.
Well, we've got the farmers, too, because prices paid to the American farmers for crops and livestock continue to soar in April. However, it's still not costing, I'm sorry, they're still not getting as much money as what it costs to produce the crops that they're producing. And some examples are chicken, eggs, wheat, corn, and milk, which are all running at levels to where the farmers aren't even breaking even anymore.
But the farmers also, you know, many of these crops, they're also getting, you know, subsidized to some degree by the federal government. And that's part of the problem as well, the way that we run, you know, our entire farming and food industry here in this country. Again, we need a complete rethink that as far as the, you know, what we've been doing and globalism is concerned. It's a good opportunity to change course. And you're starting to see some signs of it. I mean, you saw yesterday for the first time ever, Apple Computer announced that they're moving production away from China, and they're going to start opening up a plant in actually Vietnam, rather than taking them out of China just because of the issues that they've had there in regards to the lockdowns that are taking place. So, yeah, I think we need to be building more factories and doing a lot more things closer to home. Obviously, you know, Apple has plants there in Asia because they sell a lot of product there in Asia, in the same way that Tesla just opened up a plant in China. But to move some of these supply chains back to a much closer level, it's a no-brainer to me. I mean, it's easier to move stuff around on rail from, in my opinion, from, you know, Central and South America than it would be by boat.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think Biden came away from the meeting that he had with Chairman Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen with a plan carefully built by Yellen and Powell?
He gave his plan in the Wall Street Journal this past week, which is, here you go, here's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And item number one is it's not going to interfere with the Fed. Item two was I'm going to deal with these higher prices and supply chain issues. Didn't give any specifics on how. Okay, you know that's like me. You know, if I'm going to tell you, hey, Captain, you know what? I'm going to I'm going to fly tomorrow. You're going to be like, what? How is that possible? No, he doesn't give any specifics in regards to what he's going to do. And the third thing was he says dealing with the high cost of shipping and what shippers are charging people to move stuff by boat here, there, and everywhere around the globe. I'm like, you do understand that they've got to also pay for fuel, too.
That's right. Yep. And we're up to 90 cents a, let's see, what is it, 90 cents a mile for the fuel surcharge in some of these trucks.
That's, you know, and that's, you know, that's the trucking. And, he was talking about international shipping, but, everybody's up. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. It's going to be priced into the products that you buy.
Yeah. Well, we're not getting anywhere quickly, and this election, remember, and again, I'm going to say it again, this is my battle cry from now until the hell freezes over. Remember in November.
We'll see. I hope you're right.
I hope so, too, because I'm going to be in there fighting all the way. You know it.
I know.
All right, Chris, you have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good
one. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Coming up right after the top of the hour news, we've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. We're going to get into some stuff there. Always interesting when we get going here on this show with the people we have on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.